Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the 12th anniversary of Bill Dunkelberg's membership in our brain trust. And Bill Dunkelberg, thanks for again for hanging out with us. Happy anniversary, baby. We appreciate the fact that you've been with us every month for 12 years, and what a great commitment to small business. And as I've told my audience many times, your index, folks, Bill's index is the gold standard when it comes to surveying the conditions of small businesses or experiences out in the marketplace. Bill, thanks again, and congratulations on a great body of work.
Thank you. It's been good. Now, where's the champagne? That's
it's on the way. You'll hear the cork popping soon. Hey, Bill. Employment. What's that was up a little bit, right? This time.
Yeah, we had, according to the survey, we had some job creation. It was not quite as much as we saw in March, but we actually had a couple of months now where the average net increase in employment is positive. That's good. So that's a job creation number. And we actually, based on our numbers, thought that the BLS numbers were probably a little low for the last 2 months. And, of course, for us, the January, February numbers were too high. And that may be their seasonal adjustment problem. The good weather, we hired and didn't fire more people in January and February. And then when they add the seasonal adjustment to that, you get an even better number. And then, of course, March and April come along, and then you've already hired the people, so the new hiring is lower.
But we've got some real serious problems with employment in America. Bill, we've got a perfect unemployment storm going on right now. The workplace is changing. We've got cyclical unemployment. We've got structural unemployment. The workplace is the rug is being pulled right out from under a lot of our workers. This could take, and when politicians talk about 8% unemployment, that's a lie. We don't have 8% unemployment. It's more like 12%, 15% unemployment, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. If you try to kind of have apples to apples comparison, and so adjust for the fact that lots of people have given up trying to get a job and left the labor force, then you're looking at something more of the 12 to 14% range.
And we're talking more than 20 million people. Folks, unemployed or underemployed, and capital spending and credit, those two things were up a little bit. Capital spending was up a little bit, and credit was pretty much not a problem, was it?
Yeah, it's pretty clear that we're still in maintenance mode. That is, we're doing a little bit of spending. I characterize it: if the roof leaks, you fix it, and if the equipment breaks down, you replace it, but there's really no expansion in those numbers. So
are resources available in the cloud contributing to lower CapEx?
Probably not. Not for our small businesses.
I'm not sure I agree with that, Bill.
Yeah.
You know I love you, but I think there are a lot, when small businesses buy capital equipment, other than the ones that are manufacturers, they're usually not big purchases.
That's usually true.
PCs and software and hardware, small peripherals and things like that. I think the cloud's taking a little bit of from a small business standpoint. I think it's taking a little bit of a bite out of CapEx.
It's possible, but it'll be a while before we really see the major effects.
And
of course, we look at the categories of spending, so the big categories are vehicles and new equipment, and those are all staying pretty steady and not exuberant.
Sales and inflation. I want to put those two together. We recently polled our small business audience online with our online survey, Bill, and we just asked them, "Do you have?" Basically, we said, "Do you have pricing power?" And 49% said they had some pricing power. 46% said no pricing power. And only 5% said that there wasn't a problem. 95% either had little or no pricing power.
Yeah, and that's usually the case when, you know, you kind of have the pie is small relative to the number of firms that are still operating now.
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, have been reducing the number of firms that are operating out there since 08, because since we, not only did we build too many houses in that 03 to 07 boom, but we built, you know, too many strip malls and retail outlets and restaurants. So we've been adjusting that, and now we do have births exceeding deaths, so to speak. So, you know, the small business sector is growing again. But still, there's just not enough spending out there for them. And so it's hard to raise prices when you don't have a lot of customers out there to raise prices.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. Well, but the problem that they're up against, though, Bill, as you know, and as your survey indicates, you know, they're getting squeezed. I wrote an article this week where I said they're between a rock and a hard place. The rock is inflation. The hard place is no pricing power.
Yeah, and we've, of course, seen an uptick in the number of firms who cite inflation as their top business problem, and that usually means, of course, costs coming in the back door for these people.
Right.
And a lot of that seems to be energy, because if you look at the overall, almost 1 in 10 said that was their top problem today. But then if you look at by industry, it's in transportation and agriculture where you get lots of people complaining about inflation is their top problem.
Well, and every tangible product has a fuel ticket applied to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, whether it's your gas bill or somebody else's gas bill. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. I want to get Bill to weigh in on the global economy. How is Europe going to affect small businesses in America in 2012? Stay with us, 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.